Okay, begins the Mechaber. Im ze sheyotzim imenu hareach eitz, it's coming from a tree. O min eitz mevorech borei atzei besomim. So that's the brach borei atzei besomim. Im hu esev, it's coming from a grass, plants. Mevorech borei isbe besomim. That's the bracha. V'im ein lo min ha'etz lo min ha'esev. It's neither from a tree nor from like shrubs. Kos kemo musk. Right? Well, musk. We'll discuss where that comes from. Whether an animal or from a tree. So mevarach borei min besamim. On this, it's like the catch-all. Just like you have a shahakol for foods that covers everything. So borei min besamim. All types of besamim. All types of fragrances. That's our catch-all. Borei min besamim. V'im ha'pri. Roy la'achil mevarach hanosin l'reach toiv beperus. If it's a fruit that could be edible, you'd make a bracha of barach hanosin reach toiv beperus. We'll see. The Mishnah Berurah talks about whether it's lashon av or hanosin reach. Hanimile kishenatal. I'm reading this wrong. Kishenatalo l'reach bo. This one you're taking, you're gonna smell it. Oh la'achlo l'reach bo. You're going to eat it and smell it. Aval, if you're taking it just for eating it, you're not really, it has a nice fragrance, but that's not the reason why you're taking it right now. Even though it has a nice odor to it, you enjoy the smell of the food, you would not make the brach on it. If on every single one of these, if you did say a borei minei besamim, yotza, okay, that's our shahakol. In terms of foods, hilkach, al kol davish hu mesupak bo mevarach borei minei besamim. So if you have a doubt as to what the bracha is, make the borei minei besamim.
Into the house erev Shabbos, and you have that erev.
Oh, yeah. So you don't know. So when it's gishmak, we'll see that because that's it's not made for the scent. You walk in, you got the chant, and you got the kugels. Everything smells. They talk about that. We'll see coming up. But like you don't walk into a bakery and I love the smell of challahs or like with the cinnamon buns or something like that. It smells so good. Those you did not make a bracha on. Like a coffee shop, you like the smell of hot coffee. So we'll talk about these things. The answer is you're not going to make a bracha on those types of things because it's not made for the scent. We'll talk about things that are made for the scent as well. Okay, al egos muscato. Egos muscato, like it's like nutmeg. Va canela is like cinnamon. The cloves, right? Okay. Va al v'chol besomim. Other type of things, shehem la'achila mevorech hanosin reach tov lepeher. So anything you would eat these types of things, and you would make the bracha hanosin, or we'll see it's hanosin reach tov lepeher. Okay, let's do the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkat and hey, im ze, right? The thing that came out from a tree. Rotsa levoir keta mevorechin lav al ze ka'amar al ze. Just explaining what the brachas are on each one of them. Vav O min eitz comes from a tree. Roitz lomer af al gav de lav eitz gomer. It's not really a tree. The rakich, it's soft. Become mokum came in the moitzi lav me eitz. So it came from the bark from the tree. Mevorach borei atze besom. You could have bark that has a good smell to it, I guess. Kemosh musak, so musk, not musak. Here we go, musk. Let's see what exactly is this. A machloikis belosh and laz pizim. Polish in Ashkenaz it's called pizim. V'somim ze b'min hachaya. So it comes from an animal. Lefikach mevorach ala b'rei minei b'som. That's why I make the b'som because it doesn't come from a plant or a tree. V'da shemosk ze yesh omrim sheba mizeas chaya. It comes from the sweat of an animal. That's one opinion. That's exactly. It comes from the sweat glands of the animal, of a non-kosher animal. It comes from the blood of a non-kosher animal. It congeals, it gathers and dries up in the neck of the this trefa animal. According to this, so some would want to not put this spice of musk that comes from the blood of a trefa animal into your pot to get a good smell. The dam also bachila because it's blood from a non kosher animal. The harbi poiskim matir and afila seis b'kedera. No, they allow many allow you to put it in. I think the taz and others allow you to put this into your pot. The dazlin and bosa hashta because we look at what it is now. Right now, it's not blood. It's dried up. Fragrant perfume-ish. The hashta lav damhu ela ofra ba'alma. It's dirt. Shenoisin reich tov. That's dirt with a good smell. Ein beli rabba shemitzadid lehoros but kidvrehim. You can pass in this way. He says prima godim. However, mishpel zohav mitzadid gam kein diyesh lismoch al devrehim lehakil af lechatchila biyesh shishim kinegdo betavshil. So even though, yeah, you can do this, you still have 60 against it. Alts kashrus that be batal b'shishim if you put this in. Okay, if you have something that is roy lachila, ke esrog, a tapuach, a good smelling esrog, a good smelling apple, a potato, o pri adoma, vegetable, shemiriach, riach tov, it's got good smells to it. Afila ein roy laecho bifnei atzmo, el al yedei tarovos, even if you wouldn't eat it by itself, but you'd put it into the mixture, kemosh yizbaya b'sofa sit, it's going to be explained later on, so you would make a brach on this. Then we told, I said over, there might be a difference whether it's said Hanosin is present tense, Hanosin is past tense. So what's the correct bracha? Ayin beli rabba shekosu b'shasa poiskim mashu tzorech lomer asher noson b'loshen over, right? That's like the Gro has also Hanosin l'sich vivina, right? Hanosin is what we say, right? So the Gro holds Hanosin l'sich vivina. Asher noson l'sich vivina. So there, here it is, the same thing by the birchas ha-peros, you'd also do it in loshen over. Okay, now what are you going to do? Oh, the ochlo, you're going to eat it, and you want to smell it. Ve'ez mehem nivarech tequila. Which one should we do first? Ein beli rabba shemasik. He says tikigon ze shereich la'achila hu bechad peri. If you're going to eat it and smell it in the same fruit, mutav levarech al harech tequila. To make the bracha on the smell first. The mikarva hanoyos, it comes closer, it comes sooner, right? You could smell before you actually eat it. Shetekha she'oiches biyado mirech. You smell it as soon as you're holding on to it. V'yachikach yivarech al ha'achil. Then you should make the bracha on eating it, like an esrog or something like that. V'chein kosev gamkein ha'maymer mordechai ayin sham. Prima god nosen eitzah acheres bezeh. Gives you different advice, what you could do in this case. V'hu, she'yitom kitzas min ha'peri. Vivarech aleh birkas achila. So you can take a little bite out of it. V'lo yichavin az lehanos min harech. But I'm not getting any hanah from him. I'm just taking a little bite. I don't want to get hanah. Now, after I've eaten it, v'achrech yivarech birkas asher nosom v'yarech. Then you make the bracha on smelling it, and then you do it. So you have in mind not to get any enjoyment. I don't get that. I'm smelling, but I'm not enjoying that smell. I take a bite, and then I.
You're not trying to not nullify the eating, you're trying to not smell it when you take your bite?
Yeah, something like that. You don't want the broccoli, you don't want that to start yet. You are smelling it, but that's not really your hanah. My hanah right now is eating, took a little bite, and then you would go to I think yesh v'yesh in this. I don't think there's really
but even. I thought we said before, if it's an item made for eating, it's an item made for eating. I mean, so how are we differentiating something with a good smell?
But you want to smell this. It's not that it just happens, it's a secondary thing. It has a good smell, like my. Like I like the way my slice of pizza is. I like the thing. This is. I think that's it's be'etzem something that's smelled. I don't think we'll go around smelling.
But it's mentioning apples. I don't smell apples. I mean, if you happen to be in an orchard, then you notice that there's a strong smell of apples. But pick an apple up out of the bowl, you're not
going to. You're not going to, right? No. Okay. Yeah, so you wouldn't. I mean, you're asking what case would you then?
Because his case, he's specifically saying is apples, but that's not one that. I mean, maybe it used to be different, but.
Walking into a chocolate shop.
Yeah.
No, so where it says specifically not for a shop that smells good.
Right. So a shop that smells good. A shop that smells good. You wouldn't necessarily make the bracha. What there's a whole machlokes. What if like I want to buy something, I'm not sure whether I like the smell or not, so I have to smell it.
Oh yeah, you go to the perfume.
So that's a machloikis. What, think about eating. If I'm just tasting something to see if I like it, if it's called te'ima, you don't have to make a bracha on that. If I'm just tasting something, I'm going to spit it out afterwards, right? You do not make a bracha on that.
It's not spoiled.
Okay, so too, what if I just want to smell something to see if I like the smell or not? So it's a machloikis. I'm skipping back. It's in the back of the Dirsha number one, actually. So he brings it from Rav Scheinberg. He says that you would not make the bracha because this is just like tasting something and then spitting it out. And he brings, however, from Diane Fisher, Shetzarech Levarech Shahari Maisa Harech. Kirogil, you are smelling it. So it's a machlokes in the post as to whether or not you would, if you're smelling something, Not that you walked into this room, you're walking in, you're bedafka smelling something to see if you want it. Not just like it, the fragrance overtakes me as I walk into the store. Yeah. Okay, but I hear the question about the apple. I'm not out here. Okay, 1 second. Where are we up to? Yud Aleph. Yeah, is that what we're up to? Okay. It's not like something that's made to smell. Even though it has a good scent to it, it's not really manufactured for smelling. It's going to be explained more over there. That's what the whole case of the bread and stuff like that you walk into the good bakery. Okay, v'yal kulam and all these things. Bein sharech be'etz, o be'esev, o be'pri shehemeriach. And anyone knows you make a shahakol. The shahakol is b'rei m'nei b'samim, in your yotze. Yotze yud gimel, shaloshim brachazu kolelis hakol. It is all-inclusive. Kimo bircha shahakol, shakolelis, kol m'nei achila v'shtiyah. That calls all food. V'das eze me'achorim, this is interesting. Shebidyevet im birch areach shahakol yotze. If you mean a shahakol on the smell, that would count also. Wow. If it would cover a more substantial hana of eating and drinking, then certainly would cover a less substantial hana of just the smell. Shakel does not work for these. That's not the broch they set up for this. Don't give me any of these shahakos on smell. Smell has one bracha, eating has a different bracha. Egos muskot, right? The nutmeg we said, pirish im roitzi laharech, well, you want to smell it. V'al knila, this is the what's it called? The cinnamon. Shekorin tzinmereg. Okay, you look in the Targum, that's like playing, it's a kinamon. Clove, tezayin, right? The shekorin Neglef, okay, Tziporin. I think the Hakhausers in Beit Shemesh live on Rehov Tziporin. Okay. They got such geschmack names for streets in Israel. We got like boring names, you know, presidents. They got like geschmack names over there. It's kedai to make aliyah just to get a good street name. Even though these are all good smelling things, no one makes cinnamon for smelling it. You make cinnamon for eating. I believe that's the best, better bracha. V'al reicha. Kosu hachronim hamiriach bekavel ketusha v'hi chama shereicha noidev v'adam nehenem me'os reich. So you have this good smelling coffee. Tzarech levarech birkas, you make the bracha on that. Asher Nosson. You would in fact make the bracha on that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But because coffee beans. You walk into some people in a generation before the K-Cups, they had these stores where they had the coffee beans.
They grind it.
Before you grind, you had a grinder at home. You bought the beans, you whatever, you're a big macha, you have your bean grinder. You bought the, it smelled, if you enjoy the smell, it smelled very, very powerful. So when you walk in, you grind it up, and then you take it in, and you would actually use it there. Okay, Akan for today.